Good day and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. I'm so grateful that you decided to tune in today. I just want to go over really quickly because we have a very full show today, a few events that are happening in this upcoming week. So on Thursday, the 19th of March, the Eugene DePuig, this is their Council of Legal Education Law School. They're having their distinguished lecture. That's happening on Thursday, the 19th of March at 6:30 at Margaritaville. So you want to mark your calendar for that. Also happening this weekend, did you know that the Bahamas Hot Rod Association is having their Nassau versus Abaco racing racing event? That's the 13th to the 15th. It's a $10 entry. I think that's super cool if you want to go and double check that. This is in April, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. The Cat Island Sailing Club is having their Family Fun Day. That's happening on April 6th at Montague Beach. So you want to support the Cat Island people, STEM. Also, on the April 6th weekend, this is in James Anglican Church on the Monday. They're having their Easter Fest. So they're going to be having food, some games. You want to check them out there in Adelaide. Also happening, and I just want to add, put this in there too. There's a number of events happening over at UB. One of those is the Mr. and Miss University of the Bahamas pageant finale. That's happening on the 26th of March. Doors open at 6:30, and it's happening at their Performing Arts Center right there on UB campus. Also, I wanted to add the Elaine chapter number 36. They're having their bingo night, Wings and Tings. That's happening on the 21st of March, 12 o'clock at the Celestino Butterfield Lodge Hall. My kids like bingo, so I had to always remind folks of bingo events. There's an exhibition opening happening at with the National Art Gallery. This is the Johnny Pump Portrait Series, works by Nelson Gray. So the exhibition and artist talk is happening on the 26th of March at 6:30. Also happening on the this is happening tomorrow actually, the Colors in Motion 2026. It's a preview art exhibition and fundraiser by Jerome Harris Miller. That's happening at Sapodilla Estates. Following and this is a forward thinking, the Agri Expo is happening the 10th to the 12th of April. That's going to be amazing. I always go to that. Probably be airing live with the Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn for that too. But you can do so many things. So they're going to have hands-on backyard farming experiences, hydroponics, poultry and livestock feed master classes, marine resource discovery exhibits. They're going to have agricultural talks and demonstration. Over 100 Bahamian artisans are going to be there. There's going to be a chef showdown. And this is where you all think people could cook better than Long Island folks, but we'll find out. There's, of course, going to be a jungle rush out, a kiddie zone. They also have the sheep and the goat dem out there. So you want to check them out. This is also forward thinking. The 16th of April, there's going to be an art exhibition and auction by the Occupational Therapy Department of the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center. That's happening the 16th of April at 6 o'clock. You want to go and support them. And we're going to talk about this later on in the show, but next Saturday is World Down Syndrome Day. So you want to rock your socks, but please purchase your socks from the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association because it's a fundraising effort for them too. Also following up on another exhibition opening, and this is called My Body is Holding Salt Water from the Sea. It's a solo exhibition of new works by DeeDee Brown. The opening reception is on the 19th of March at 6 o'clock at the Current Gallery. Another one is going to be The Underside. This is works by Dalton Barrett and Keith Thompson. And that's the opening reception for that is also the 19th at 6 o'clock. And that's at Turn. Anxiety is happening again at ICE. That's on the 22nd of March. It'll happen in the ICE Gallery on Old Trail Road, the BAIC industrial parking lot. So it's herbal tea, guided reflection on anxiety and growth, hands-on clay activity, gentle journaling prompts, and an optional group sharing in a supportive space. And so you want to, it's limited seating, so you want to sign up, and then you will find this. You can do that by WhatsApp 267-250-0109. There's also going to be in April, and I'm trying to give a shout because I haven't gone through like weeks in advance in a long time. So I'm going to try and make sure you have all of these on your calendar. There's going to be an Igniting the Nation Through Music. So this is going to be a joint effort under the patronage of the Commissioner of Police, Ms. Chantra Knowles, between the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band and the Nassau Music Society, they're presenting a classical and jazz concert. That's happening on the 12th of April at 7 o'clock at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on the Western Road. Costs are $50. And I think that's all that I have so far here. There's another event happening on the 21st by the Nassau Music Society. It's called The Perfect Dream. It's an evening of original music by K. Quincy Parker. It's going to be featuring Sinesha Diligence, who's a soprano, Shavincia Saunders on the flute, Louis Claire on the bass, Paul Jones piano, the UB opera and concert choirs, as well as the chamber singers. That's the 21st of March at Echo at 6 o'clock. Members are 40, non-members are 45, and children are 10. And you can purchase your tickets from Custom Computers or at the door. The Adventure Learning Center is having an Easter Family Fun Day. That's on Saturday, April 4th, as well as Monday, April 6th, starting at 12. And I think that's all that I have for right now. Oh, wait, one more. But this is at the end of April. But anyway, the NAGB is going to be having a concert, International Jazz Day concert, blending jazz roots with hip hop energy. It's going to be featuring the Central Drag Collective, Forces of Nature, and the Emma McDonald Quintet. That's the 30th of April at 7 o'clock at Fiona Theater at the Nassau Art Gallery. You have to catch Honorable Member, guys. If you have seen the play by Ian Shawn way back, they made it into a movie. So you can check the movie premiere that's happening on Saturday, April 11th at the Atlanta Theater. Doors open at 7:30. The premiere is at 8. Tickets are 40, and you can search them up online to get your tickets there. And of course, the Bahamas National Youth Choir is having their concerts coming up. The good old days, that's the 26th to the 28th. And so you want to catch their performances. St. Andrew's School is having their hold your sauces barbecue. So that's from 12 to 6. And I want to say that's everything. When I hear people say there's not much happening, there's a lot happening. And I'll put a link to the WhatsApp channel that I put all this on so you can follow it. Don't forget that Steel Magnolias is going to be starting out this week. So you want to get your tickets, and that's happening over at the Dundas. And I think I finally reached the end of my list. Now, I know we started our series on micro changes that we can make during the month of March, but we have such a full show today, so we're going to have to hop right into it. And I'm breaking it into segments because we have three guests and lots to go through. So stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Joining me now are representatives of the Women's Walk. We have with us now Candice Lee. She is the organizing chair. We are also joined by Apostle Rosemary Pena. She is the senior pastor at Legacy Church, as well as Ms. Catherine Hamilton with Oak Tree Medical, who is the title sponsor of this event. You may have heard about it on the Morning Blend earlier this week, but we also wanted to have them on the happy hour because, well, women matter. What they are doing matters. And we want to draw more attention to what they're trying to do. But I'm not going to talk about it because we have them on the show. Ladies, what in the world is the Women's Walk and why are y'all doing it? Why should people participate?
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Thank you so much for having us. Women Walk is a celebration of women in our country. We are standing in solidarity against domestic violence and child abuse, sexual abuse in this country. We are praying about our nation that we care about and we love. Women Walk is a direct reflection of our anger and our sadness of what happened to Miss Adriel Moxie, Miss Venetia Carey, and the beating of Latasha Roll on the bus stop in 2024. At the end of that year, we were reeling about the negativity and what was happening to our girls and happening to our sisters. And so the Lord said to gather the women in prayer. And it just came together that we decided to gather in a moment of prayer and solidarity against this thing that's happening in our country that we need to take the lid off of. And we need to pray specifically into these areas to bring breakthrough. And so Women Walk is such a beautiful culmination of different corporate companies, Legacy Church at the helm, Oak Tree Medical Center as a title to say we are standing against domestic violence and child abuse. And we're going to start with prayer because we know that prayer has the ability to change things and change people.
I love the fact that it's, we call ourselves a Christian nation, and it's times like this, events like this, that cause us to remember that God is in charge and we need to have prayer, but authentic prayer, but consistent prayer. The good Lord says that the more voices are raised on a particular issue, the more action can happen. And I'm not the pastor here. We have Senior Pastor Rosemary Pena, who's going to tell us why prayer is so important when we're talking about our children being abused, our women being abused.
And everything that we see began with a conversation. The Lord spoke things into existence. And one of the things that Jesus did when he was on the earth speaking to his disciples was to really emphasize his life of personal prayer, but also the necessity for prayer. He taught us how to pray because everything that happens on the earth has a response from heaven if there is an intercessor. The scripture actually says that the Lord said, "I'm looking for one that will stand in the gap and pray and cover the nation." I believe that prayer answers everything. So we begin there. We begin with prayer because there's so many different complex issues that we're dealing with when we're talking about women, especially around domestic violence and the abuse, sexual molestation, rape, etc. There's so many things that we have to confront that prayer has to be the initial thing that we do. We must begin and saturate the moment with prayer. Prayer changes things. We know this as a nation. We know this.
Now, when we're talking about prayer, because when people hear about a women's walk, you think we're just going to stroll, and I need y'all to tell the people this ain't no ordinary walk. We ain't just strolling on the streets. It's like we could have Stations of the Cross. Every so often, we could have intercessors right there on the route, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to let y'all talk more about that. And then also, why y'all have sponsors? Because Oak Tree is titled. Why does Oak Tree care about this?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Bahamas. I am Reverend Catherine Hamilton, by the way, and so another prayer warrior along with Apostle Rosemary. But on behalf of Oak Tree, again, title sponsor, we are so proud to be the title sponsor. At the core of everything that we do and who we are is community. Our mandate, we provide caring, compassionate, and complete service. And so partnership with Women Walk is directly tied to this mandate. We believe that mental health, emotional health, these are essential parts of offering complete health care. And we're excited about partnering because it represents that we are standing with the disenfranchised, the vulnerable, and our nation. It represents us bringing awareness as a corporate sponsor to these issues. For far too long, so many of these issues have been, pushed under the rug. Everybody's been silent, not willing to talk. But as a corporate sponsor, we're saying we're with the women and girls, the children of our nation, and we are standing tall and standing with our funds. That's the key.
Listen, what people say, put your money where your mouth is,
That's
and
it.
Oak Tree is out here doing that because this is an amazing cause, and it's not something that you celebrate just only once a year. We need attention on this year round, and the fact that y'all have amplified the voices that already stand in the gap to let our society know that this scourge is happening. It's a brilliant thing. It's an amazing thing. Now, I want y'all to let y'all know to let the folks know what is exactly happening on next week, Saturday, what to expect. And I believe it's a people like free things. I think it's free. Yeah, you ain't got no money to pay. You just got to show up and get free things.
It is a free event. Thank you to Oak Tree Medical Center and a bevy of corporate partners. And so you can expect a moment of reflection celebration and solidarity. We are standing for the women of our country and our children. And so when we come, we're going to have a wonderful opening ceremony, all the normal things you do to kick off a celebratory, very important event. And we're going to hit the ground at 8 o'clock sharp, but be there at 7:30 to assemble. We're going to hit the road. We're going to go down to West Bay Street and onto Bay Street and on to, right by Parliament Street. Every other street, we have designated prayer points. We're praying for justice. We are praying for the covering of our children. We're praying for the redemption of the men of this country. We're praying on different prayer points. And so you will see the motorcade of prayer warriors touching on key intercessory points. And in between there, we will have praise and worship, and we will have dancing, and we will have celebration. And so it's a mix. It is so beautiful to see the amount of people that came last year. The commissioner of police is again coming and bringing her brass. And we're so thankful to have Commissioner Knowles with us to say that we believe in what's happening in our country. We need to take a stand. We need to support women's initiatives, and we need to do it together. So this is an event for children, for the men that love us, for the women of this country to say, we're gonna be together. International Women's Day would have just happened, and this is a part of that whole month of celebration of here we are, women. We are stronger together, and through prayer, we can break this cycle of abuse in our country, but we have to do it together.
We are stronger together, and what y'all are doing again is bringing us together to combat this head on and to use our spiritual gifts. Now, speaking about spiritual gifts, I want to ask that apostle to give us a quick prayer. But before we get there, how do people sign up? Like, how can I get registered? I believe there are also t-shirts for sale as well. Tell us a little bit.
So it's a free event and we like tings. So you can register
Okay.
simply by going to our Women Walk Bahamas social media page. On there, you will see a QR code, and simply we want your information so that we can keep in touch with you and keep up with the numbers. So you could sign up for free on the Eventbrite app, going on Women Walk Bahamas's social media page. If you have a question, if you want to become a sponsor still, we will still accept your donation. You can email us at womenwalk242@gmail.com. If you have questions, if you want to volunteer, and if you say, we want to be a part of whatever Women Walk is doing in the future, we're going to be building out an email list so that we can keep in touch with you and we can know your strengths in the community and how you can help us support places like the Crisis Center. So the phone number would be 424-8887. Again, this is a free event. You could register at Woman Walk Bahamas. And if you wanted to order a t-shirt, you can get it through talkingthreads242@gmail.com. It's not mandatory. You can wear purple or white. Make sure you wear comfortable walking shoes. But if you do want our beautifully branded shirt by Fifth Design Media, you can order your shirt through talkingthreads242@gmail.com.
Excellent, excellent. And we just want to say thank you again to Oaktree Medical, title sponsor, along with all the other partners for making sure that this was actually a free event, because behind who like free things. And how better to have persons coming out to this event and having a good time in prayer, but also celebration of life to support such a cause. Y'all could tell I was a church woman, right? But while we close our segment, because here on the happy hour we have so much to do, I know that y'all may have some closing words. I'm gonna let y'all do that right there, and I want Apostle to close us out in prayer. This segment, y'all don't listen in, y'all don't leave me. We got some other people coming on. We got Down Syndrome Association to talk to. We also have Elevation Awards. So closing remarks from Miss Candice, Miss Catherine, and Apostle.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody that has heard our hearts and wants to partner. This is God's call to the nation to come together in the spirit of prayer and support for our women and our children who desperately need the support. We are appreciative of every corporate partner that would have come on board to say we support you. The dedication of Legacy Church, my apostle, for allowing this event to evolve into what it is. And just to let you know, we're going to be looking at other things we could do throughout the year to continue the conversation and to support charitable organizations that are pushing and doing the work to help our kids and our women.
And Reverend Catherine here, on behalf of Oak Tree Medical Center, we are so excited to invest in the women and families of our nation. We believe in the holistic approach, and it is our pleasure to invest in you. So join us, Corporate Bahamas. Join us. We are speaking as title sponsor. We are saying, Bahamas, join us. Private citizens, corporate citizens, join us, and let's help to bring more awareness to these issues. Thank you.
I just love to be a part of a group of people that want to solely just give. International Women's Day theme this year was Give to Gain. And that's what we're doing. We're giving so that we can gain a safer community, a safer nation. And we're partnering with different groups that are already doing the work. Last year's event, we were able to bless the young lady that was brutally attacked by the bus stop, and she was able to walk with us. We pushed her in her wheelchair, and then we blessed her to help her cover her medical costs, etc. So join us, because it is really not about us. It is about the victims. It is about the people that are hurting. And let us pray together to a God who hears and who cares. He really does care
Yes.
about the women and the children of this nation. Absolutely. Do you want me to pray? I'll pray for sure right now, just to close us out. And I'll pray in that way. Father, we thank you that you hear and you answer prayer, and that you're not far from those that are hurting, that are wounded. And you have called us, all of us, that if we call on the name of Jesus and we consider ourselves to be your children, you have entrusted us to be the people that are at the forefront of ensuring that justice is flowing like a river in our nation, and that those that cannot help themselves are helped, and those that are silenced find a voice through our courage. We give in this moment of our time, of our talents, of our treasure, of our capacities, so that there is a generation of women that are raised up in this nation that don't have the fears that are present right now, a generation of children that have a voice and that understand that what has happened to them should have never happened. We thank you, Lord, that this moment is going to draw the people that need to be present to empower this nation to take care of the vulnerable. And I thank you, Lord, that we will see the manifestation of our prayer, of our intercession, and our unity. Heaven touches earth when intercessors gather to pray in unity concerning a cause that touches your heart. And we know that your eye is on the sparrow. We know that you see us, that you watch us, and that you care. I pray even now that everything that we do will be done to the glory and to the honor of your name alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard from the folks organizing the Women's Walk happening Saturday coming, the 21st of March. It is a free event. You can get your t-shirts. You can purchase those, but you want to show up at Clifford Park from 7:30 a.m. We want to say thank you again to Candy Sweet. She is the organizing chair of the Women's Walk, as well as Apostle Rosemary Pena, senior pastor at Legacy Church, and Catherine Hamilton, title sponsor, Oak Tree Medical. Thank you all so much for coming on the show today, for drawing attention to this, and for all that you do. If you're just joining us, welcome. This is the 1 hour on radio that we want to talk about good stuff. We're surrounded by negativity, but today, for 1 hour, we're talking with the people who make sure that there's some goodness going on in the community. Either they're making it happen or they're supporting it, but that's what the happy hour is about. For those of you who stayed with me, you know what's about to happen. I'm introducing you to the folks from the, I'm going to get this right, the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. And they brought some friends. And we're going to talk to them about what in the world is happening on the 21st of March. So joining me, we have President Betty Taylor, we have Trustee Tina Itil, as well as Dr. Roker Davis, and she's a parent. And I want them to just introduce themselves very quickly and then also tell us when the law is happening on the 21st of March. Madam Presidente, we will start with you.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Betty Taylor. I'm the mother of a 32-year-old son with Down syndrome. And I'm also the president. And we are celebrating March 21st as World Down Syndrome Day. It's the whole world is involved in that it's the number 21 chromosome that causes Down syndrome. It splits into three. So the 21st day in the third month is very important to us because of that chromosome and the split. And that is the reason we are celebrating March 21st. And we celebrate it with a song because when they look at the chromosome under the microscope, it curves like a sock. So for us, that is important. And this is one of our major fundraisers for the year. We are raising funds to get a building for our persons with Down syndrome to be out. And they're stuck at home right now. So this is one of our major fundraisers.
And I'm happy that you mentioned that it's a fundraiser because I'm hearing people say, oh, to support the cause, just wear mismatched socks. No, ladies and gentlemen, you all need to go and buy the socks from the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association so they can make some money so that they can have activities for these for their children, no matter their ages, and so that they can try to have their building fund get larger. So they have a lot of things going on, but I know Sheena. Tell me a little bit more because it's not just socks. You have the socks, but there's some other goodies as to how these persons can support you, especially on Saturday the 21st. But I know corporate Bahamas is probably going to want to wear it either on the Wednesday or the Friday. What, how can they support the association?
Well, my name is Sheena Itil. I am the sister of Daniel Itil, which is a Down syndrome person. And yes, corporate will most likely be wearing their socks on the 20th, mainly because, they're closed on the weekends. But establishments that operate on the 21st, we're asking them to, wear their colorful socks on the 21st. And when we wear, and also a person, there's some persons that might not be able to. So we ask them to just wear mixed match socks home to, because it actually helps to symbolize diversity. It's fun, it's visible, and it just sparks the dialogue that, and it's something that everybody can participate in. In other words, we rock it to send a message to individuals that our Down syndrome persons are we're you know they're valued and they're capable and they're never alone, because this year 2026 theme is Together Against Loneliness. So we ask persons, whether it's the churches, whether it's corporate, schools, individuals, families, friends, to support us on that day, to purchase from us. Also, because it's not just you purchasing a socks, it's you supporting the initiative of our cause and our building fund for a future hub headquarters for our persons with disabilities. So, some persons ask, well, why March 21st? And like Miss Betty had already explained, it's the triplication of that chromosome that causes it. And we're looking forward to that day to be a fun day for persons to wear their socks. Or we want Bahamas to be colorful, in other words, with the socks, with persons posting and tagging us and tagging Rock Your Socks, tagging World Down Syndrome Day, Down Syndrome Bahamas, and just showing us that love and support, which we need to help, grow and continue to boost the campaign of mostly for awareness.
Excellent, excellent. Just so you know, my gym class, we will be wearing our socks next
Yay.
week, Monday. So many of my
Awesome.
different groups are going to be wearing our socks.
Yay. Awesome.
And so
So
I need to get socks. I can tell them, hey, let's support, let's buy the socks too.
yes.
But outside of the socks, Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know that y'all can also get swag.
Oh,
The Bahamas
yes.
Down Syndrome Association has
Yes.
some pretty nice swag. They have bags, they have shirts, they have hats, they have bucket caps, they also have towels. Shana, tell me what else y'all have.
We have pens, writing pens and pens with our symbols. The blue and yellow symbols for your attire, the writing pens. We have wristbands, the rubber wristbands and the string wristbands that you can pull on outside of the bucket hats, our t-shirts, bags and water bottles. We
And
plan
how
to
can we?
add the polo. We plan to add polo. We don't have that
Okay.
yet. It's in the making, so I'm excited about that for
Put me
especially
on the
corporate
list,
Bahama.
Shana.
Yes, a person's want to be a little bit more dressy outside of their t-shirts. So yes, we're looking forward to that.
Now, how can people get in contact with the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association so they can get their socks or they can get their shirts, they can get their hats, whatever it is?
Persons can reach out to Madam President. Sorry, I had a glitch. Madam President Betty Taylor at 544-2140. They can also reach Vice President Miss Ida Poitier at 427-4492. Sheena E.T., which is me, at 437-9670, and Miss Amanda Curling at 457-0941.
I love that. I love that. Wonderful. Now, speaking of all the persons that you, because you just call off four names, and we have a fourth person on the segment with us, Dr. Roker Davis. You've not been on the show before, but you intimately know what it is to have a relative with Down syndrome and how what it means to have support from the community. So tell us a little bit about your life.
So, thank you for having me. My name is Dr. Tanya Roker Davis, and I am a family medicine physician at the Family Medicine Center located on Blake Road. And I am the mother of a 17-year-old son who has Down syndrome. So, I know
Now,
you, oh, sorry.
no, I was just gonna say, we, I, those of us who have kids or be around kids or whatnot, I think it's extra special when you have to be extra special with your kids and to have folks around you understand and support. How can people support you? And how have you seen persons support you? Why is it important for the Bahamas to support the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association?
So I always like to say, just to begin with, that people with Down syndrome, they are individuals first. So they're individuals with dreams, they have talents, and they have potential just like everyone else. I know a lot of times when persons from the community comes into contact with, someone with a mental disability or a person with Down syndrome, they may feel a bit uncomfortable or they're a bit afraid. And I think it's a lot to do with just the lack of awareness. And so this is where I appreciate the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association because the word is really getting out. And I think we just need as a community to be more open. All you need to do is give a little wave, say hello, just be open and respectful. And these children, they are the same as anyone else. And you treat them the way that you would treat anyone else. They're loving, they're kind, they have a lot of potential. And when we include them in the community and give them, opportunity and support that they deserve, our communities, our families are already enriched by this, and the communities themselves, they're enriched as well.
And that enrichment is what we can all contribute to. And I can imagine, Dr. Roker Davis, I know you love your son very much. And having that community is so very important. And having the support from the Bahamas, from your community outside, which means a lot, I would imagine.
It really does. And even just the emotional support. So you have, you find now back in the day, Down syndrome was more, you'd think like older women had babies with Down syndrome. But today, you see a lot of younger persons having babies with Down syndrome. And it's a random occurrence. So I would just say, you mentioned support. It's really so important. And just for these persons, if it happens, you take a deep breath back and try to connect with someone who's actually been through it. The saying, he who feels it knows it, just for that support, because it's really important. I'm fortunate enough to have, a family that's very supportive, friends, and, we have our little community. And that's what these kids need, just a nurturing environment with love, and they can achieve their full potential.
And achieving their full potential is possible. Like you said, they are individuals with hopes and dreams, just like everybody else. And just involving them means so very much. And communities such as what the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association creates is so important. And supporting them to make sure that happened is critical, really. And Ms. Betty knows just how much that support means. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Betty worked so hard, like, to get the word out there. Like, she is a walking mobile store for the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. She cares so very much. And all of the persons, Ida, Sheena, now I'm meeting Dr. Tanya. Everybody who's involved cares so much. And it's important for us to support them. Now, as we I told you all time would fly when you're having fun. We only have a few more moments. But what would you say to the community as we walk towards the 21st of March, outside of buying their socks or just wearing this match if they can't afford to buy the socks, how can they support and what does support mean?
Support mean asking us questions rather than assuming. Ask us questions and we can help you to understand what it is and how our persons with Down syndrome work, because my son goes out to work. He has a parking job, so he goes out and he makes his little tips and he comes home and he wants it recounted and recorded, and it has to be put in the bank for his red car. So they have hopes and dreams, just like everyone else. Not to say I'm going to ride in the red car, but it's a dream. And that's the dream of most young men in our society. Their first dream when they start working is a car. So he has the same dream. So, it's possible. We never know. So we just want you to support us financially. And if you're in doubt of what it is, ask us. We can share and we can give you ideas of how you can support us.
That's
I
incredible.
want to, I would add to that, supporting a down person with Down syndrome also involves the promoting the inclusion, respect, and there's opportunities of independence so they can live fulfilling lives. And that is key because, like Miss Betty said, her son works. You have their certain establishment or maybe Corporate Bahamas can have, even if it's an event that you might be having, well, let me reach out to the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. Let's see if they can bring a few of their children out, or even if there's their adults. We want our kids to be a part of a lot of things that goes on in the wider community. So, it's about helping us to also promote that, that awareness and that inclusion. It shows respect and acceptance by also helping them to, helping us encourage the independence, daily living.
I love that because they can be independent. They are individuals, like, and I love how y'all drew attention to that. Because when we are talking about persons with disabilities, I always stress that they are persons first. So that person is important, and whatever happens to them is after the reality that they are a person. So thank you for reminding us of that. Now, Dr. Tanya, I know this is your first time on the show, but you're no longer a stranger. So, so what would be your closing remarks? Why should people support the 21st of March, World Down Syndrome Day?
So I think Miss Betty and Sheena said a lot already, but just I want to emphasize, just to say again, when you see us or you see our children, Don't look at them, in a strange manner, and don't be afraid. You can simply just smile and wave. And that, what Miss Betty said about asking questions, it's so important because the open conversations, it helps to reduce stigma and just break down all of the misconceptions that people have, and it increases understanding. And it will just help our community as a whole, again, as we support these children and include them. And just again to say, because I know you mentioned it, and I had someone make a comment that, oh, I'm just going to wear my socks and I'm going to mix match them because I bought socks last year. No, Miss Betty and the team are working really hard to get this center up and running. And it's a dream of all of us for our kids. Especially even the older adults for employment purposes, just to give them something to do and to help with their independence. So please, please come out and support, purchase your socks, purchase the swag, and help us to make this dream a reality.
I love that. I love that. Ladies, it's always a pleasure when y'all come on, and I will be wearing my gear. I will be purchasing a brand new pair of socks in support, and perhaps a few more pairs to give out to some folks too, so they can join me in supporting World Down Syndrome Day, which is happening Saturday coming, the 21st of March. And you can wear it in the workplace on Friday. You can wear it whichever day. Make sure to take your photo and tag the association. Make sure you use all of the beautiful hashtags. This year's theme is Together Against Loneliness. So we want to say thank you so much to Betty Taylor. She's the president of the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association, to Mashina Etil. She's the trustee over there. And of course, I get to say thank you to Vice President Ida Turnquest for arranging all of this, and to our new friend, Dr. Tanya Broker Davis, who is a parent, all of them are parent relatives. We love our kids, we love our relatives, and we want to make sure that they feel the love. So make sure you support the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. Get in contact with them. They gave you all of their numbers so that you can be a part of the grand celebrations happening around World Down Syndrome Day. I am delighted that you're staying with me. We had a very full show today, and it's about to get even more full because he is bringing all of the energy. Joining me now is Travis Edgecombe, and he is a communications extraordinaire. I don't know if y'all knew, but he is my boss for the Red Cross Society's annual ball committee for the public relations. So I've been learning so much from him in that way. But outside of that, this man has so many businesses, so many activities. I don't know what it is that he doesn't do when it comes to communications and public relations, but he is on the show today to talk about a pretty big event that's coming up soon, the Elevation Awards. So Travis, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and thank you for that such elaborate introduction. I'm really happy to be back. Just, anytime you call, I come running.
Listen, love to have you. And I really wanted the opportunity to highlight the Elevation Awards because I remember when you first started out with it. But I want you to tell people, well, what are the Elevation Awards and why did you start it?
So the Elevation Awards were started by Vincent McDonald Jr., who's also known as VMAC. And he had brought me on his team, and he told me about the vision of what he wanted to do. He wanted to honor those that were in the entertainment industry and that were in that creative space. So they were able to put some categories together. He was able to put a team together. And it's all started out in 2016. So basically, this year makes 10 years since the vision of the Elevation Awards came alive. And we decided to launch it at Malia in 2017. And the rest is history. And next week we will be hosting the 7th annual Elevation Awards because it would have been a little bit more, but because of the pandemic, we weren't able to have the award show. We were able to bring it back in 2023. So now that it's back, we are in full swing. We are ready. Vince and the team, we've been working really hard and making sure that we pull off a really, really great show next week. And we're excited to see all of the various pairs and nominees that are in one room celebrating each other and the various industry or different aspects of creativity that they're a part of in the industry.
Listen, I believe that, and shout out to VMAC. I remember when you first started it out and when you joined him with it. And I think a friend of mine, Michaela, was also part of it too, and just trying to
Yes.
get him off the ground. And now it's just so fantastic. I was there last year, and it was such a beautifully executed event. Y'all had that good Long Island man, Soya Boy over there too.
Yeah.
And this year it's going to be even, I feel like, more star-studded, but it's just filled with the folks to know who are listening who may not have heard about it before. The Elevation Awards is a series of awards to celebrate, I think it's Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Group of the Year, talk show hosts. By the way, congratulations on the nominations to all of our Guardian Radio talk show hosts who were nominated for an Elevation Award. Maybe next year I'll be nominated. We'll see.
We have to make that happen. We have to make that happen. Yeah, the categories have really grown. We started out very, very small because we just didn't know, we don't, you just don't know sometimes when you're starting something new. You don't know if people will captivate to it or catch on to it or, get warmed up to it until it happens. And I mean, they saw the success of it after the first one. People began wanting to get involved. And then we decided to expand the categories. And it caused people to venture into the various categories we have in the award show. And we have seen the industry grow quite a lot since 2016. And we're happy to see that a new generation of influencers, a new generation of videographers and photographers and bloggers are now branching out. Not just to the public, but also to the world. And you can see it with their followers and their streaming numbers. And we can finally see that there is a great impact the Bahamas has to offer to the world in terms of who we are as Bahamians and what we do as creatives.
No, that's incredible that you've provided, your team has provided a platform for this to happen. And in addition to the artists themselves, or the hosts, the radio show, talk show hosts, the television show hosts, all the persons in media, you also have key persons presenting the award. So it's almost an opportunity too to highlight those persons who are making waves in the community by having them to be a part of the event. I think you have, is it Roxy Starr, who's a college friend of mine, actually. So how does that work?
So Roxy Starr is going to be our host for this year's
Oh.
award show. And she hosted the award show in 2024. And she did a phenomenal job and we decided to bring her back again. And we are excited to have her. She's ready and pumped up to go. And she's also a nominee as well for her being on radio with Special K. And we are excited to see that category come to life at the award show because that's a public voting category, along with Radio Station of the Year as well, and also with our other People's Choice Award category as well. So those are the public voting categories that we have, that we and Photographer of the Year as well. So those are the categories that we have that we allow the public to make that decision as to who they think is the are the winners for those categories, and we leave it up to them. So we are excited about the show. And we also have a pre-show that's going to be at 6 o'clock, a red carpet show and live pre-show, which is going to be hosted by April Donna and also PJ Fuego. So
Okay,
those two,
okay.
yeah, so those two will be hosting our pre-show in the red carpet. So we're encouraging all of the nominees and all attendees to wear their best fashion. Of course, we'll be analyzing the various fashions on the red carpet. And that's a big thing here. When you step out, you have to step out correct on the red carpet. So that is something that we are excited to see, the various fashions, what people wear, how they dress, both male and female. So we're excited about that pre-show. And then we also are featuring a few new and upcoming artists. Dylan Pete. He's a young man that's a rapper and he's new, and we're excited to see him perform. We have another young lady, her name is Vivily Val. She's going to be performing as well. And another lady named Gigi Ali. She also will be performing at the pre-show as well. So we are excited to premiere these three artists to the Bahamas, to the nation, and also to the world next week.
Oh, this sounds like a lot going on. And I hear red carpet, gotta wear your best and whatnot. Tell me how we gotta get tickets because I know this ain't free.
No, it's not. So tickets are $100, and you can purchase your ticket at www.theelevationawards.com. www.theelevationawards.com. And there is a ticket tab on the website where you can purchase your ticket online. No need to go to a venue to purchase a ticket. You can purchase your ticket digitally online. We made it easy for everyone.
I love that. Now remind us again Which day, what time, where are we going? What should we be wearing? Do I need to bring anything? Are y'all feeding me? What to expect?
So the Elevation Awards is going to be on Saturday, March 21st, starting at 6 p.m. with the red carpet, and our main show starting at 8 p.m. at the Margaritaville Beach Resort on West Bay Street. And we are excited to have everyone to come. And don't forget, you can get your tickets on www.theelevationawards.com. Performances by Julian Believe, Shine Bahamas, Johnny Cake, Ilsha, Antonio J. Thompson, Kenyatta Taylor, Katia. We have a special tribute to Keno Hall, who's famous for his two songs, Somebody Got Your Girlfriend on Layaway, who passed away last year. We have a special tribute by Carrington McKenzie that's going to be to him. And we're also going to honor our Pioneer Award recipient, who is Therese Davis, who has been well known, aka Dynamite Daisy, who's been well known for her craft in the industry. So she will be getting Pioneer Award. So we have a great show lined up. We have a special surprise throwback performance, which is going to be all Bahamian. So some of those Bahamian songs that you haven't heard in a while, you'll see those original artists come out and perform on stage. So I'm excited about that as well.
That does sound like I can't wear my high heels. I could either wear my flats so I could dance when the music stops.
Get ready, get ready.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Travis Edgecombe for the Elevation Awards happening next Saturday. That's Saturday coming at Margaritaville starting at 6 o'clock. You want to wear your best, you want to come shining. As Travis said, they can catch you on camera from the minute you step into the door because it promises to be a fantastic night. Travis, is there anything else that we want to mention about the awards?
If you want to get your tickets now because they're going fast. So you will need to go on the website and we need you to get your tickets. And we want you to come on time, enjoy yourself, enjoy a couple laughs, take a few pictures, take selfies, post to social media. We want this experience to be memorable for them to last for a lifetime.
Excellent. So get ready to make those memories of a lifetime. That's Saturday, the 21st of March at Margaritaville at 6. Make sure you get your tickets online. We're going to link it inside the post for today so you can make sure to get that. Travis, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Happy Hour, and we're wishing you all the best with the Elevation Awards. We know it's going to be well, and I will be seeing you there.
Thank you. See you next week.
See you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a very full show today. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you get to wear your socks in commemoration of World Down Syndrome Day. That's on Saturday. You want to make sure that you also sign up to join the Women's Walk. There's just so much happening. And of course, get your tickets for the Elevation Award. This has been DeAndra Carter for Guardian Radio here with the Happy Hour. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned to this show for next week, and I look forward to having you.